have in the Parsha Shvatim that Halacha, if a person has an Eved Kanani, and by accident he knocks out his eye or a tooth, a permanent tooth, or any, as I'll say, likewise any other aver, a finger, whatever, any other aver, but the Pasuk talks about explicitly an eye or a tooth. So the din is that the Eved Kanani goes free. So it seems that Chizkuni is bothered by what's the logic of such a din. He says a pshat. And it seems to me that it's pretty befarish. The Gemara in Brachas has a different pshat in the reason for this din. I think there's probably a shmuz on each pshat. Mainly I wanted on the Gemara in Brachas, but let's just first start with the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says as follows. Why does it say L'chavshi Yishalchenu? In other words, the problem seems to be, apparently, that you went ahead, you were mazik him. Okay, so you're mazik by accident. So anytime you're mazik someone, you should pay. So if you knock out the person's tooth, so you owe him $100, whatever, how much, I don't know how much hezek it costs a tooth. Instead, you go ahead, you set the Eved free. Setting an Eved free is worth hundreds and thousands of times more than the tooth. The Eved is an Eved for Deire Deiris, him and his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. And setting him free, you're losing the entire Avdus. Here, the Eved just lost his tooth. Why should it be because I owe him for a tooth, to pay him for the damage of the tooth, I have to go in and set him free. So the Chizkuni says as follows. Eino the Eved ikach mamen tachashino ve'eino. And there's really, you should really just have to pay him money. Because that's what you did. You were mazik. Whenever you're mazik, you pay money. But by an Eved, he can't take money. Can't give him money. Why? Ki ma yoyolo. Because it's not going to help him. Shko ma shekana Eved kana rabo. Because this is the rule that ma shekana Eved kana rabo. So if you give him money, it's not going to help the Eved. Even though there's such a thing of a case where somehow a person sells himself to an Eved Amenas that the Rebbe Rav doesn't get the money that he gets. Still the Rav can force him to work, whatever. So through pressure, he can get the Eved to give it to him. In other words, even though halakhically the money would belong to the Eved somehow, but the Maisa, practically speaking, the Eved will have to hand over the money to the Rav. So therefore, the only takana, the only way of the Rav getting a takana, fixing up the Aveira, what he did, as he did his damage, he did this Aveira, being mazik someone, he has to do a misaking what he did. So the only Eitza is Cheres. In other words, what the Chizkuni is saying is that really, Alpi Ikar Adin, the Rav, if somehow the Rav could figure out a way to give the Eved $100, that would be good enough, because that's what he owes him. I make up a sum. He owes him $100 for a lost tooth. But there's no way he can give him $100, and therefore what he has to do is free him, and this, which is obviously more than giving $100. So the only way he can be yaitzi, figure out a way to give the Eved $100 is by freeing him. Which I thought was a pretty amazing tzir. Just as a tzir, here's the Eved, the Avdin went ahead and was mazik by accident. Al pi ikra din, he has to pay the hezek. You have to pay $100. He can't pay. He's stuck. Because there's a halachic problem, ashikana Eved kana rabo. Edamai, I could pay, but if I pay, it won't be so perfect. Because it's Amanah, even though it's Amanah Shein Rabo Rishuzbo, but it's still because it's Shayach, I can be Deichikim, so I can't really make a perfect payment. So I would have said, okay, you're stuck, you know, listen, I'm ready to pay. It was an accident. I'm ready to pay. I can't pay. What can I do? Comes on, Kosh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't pay. What do you mean you can't pay? You could set him free. I'm going to set him free. You know, I only owe him $100. I'm going to pay him $10,000. You know, I mean, that's not what I owe. I say, well, but that, if that's what you have to do to pay what you owe, then that's what you have to do. In other words, it's the Chizkuni, I think, is just a seer of how far a person has to go if he owes money. If a person by accident went ahead, you're driving the car and you scratch someone. You say, well, I don't know who I scratch. I don't know, you know, okay, listen, I don't know. I can't pay. I can't pay on putter. You know, we're very lenient with the Ptur Eines. We're very fast with the Ptur Eines. So, you know, I can't. Here we see from the Chizkuni the extent. Rather than say, listen, you can't pay. The Torah says, well, what do you mean you can't pay? I have a suggestion for you. Just go ahead and set your Eved free. It costs you, who knows, hundreds and thousands of dollars. And you lose him and his children, whatever. And then you can pay. Okay. So that, I think, is a little bit of a schmooze. Maybe just more like a kayach atzir of how far a person has to go to pay in chiyuv of mazik. Okay. But the Gemara has a different shot. Let's see the Gemara. This is where my main shmooze, what I wanted. The Gemara says follows. Gemara in Brachas. Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Sechayr, Amar Rav Huna. Kol Shachash Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Medatko B'Yisurim. If a person, a Kosh Baruch Hu loves a person, Chafetz Bo, so Hashem gives him Yisurim. Shenamar, he quotes a Pasuk. Hashem Chafetz Dako HaChani. Yoga Filo Kibnei Me'ava. You would say that's true even if the person who receives it did not accept a me'ava? Tamalai Marik, well, it's a pasuk, in Tosem, Oshem ben Avshom, Oshem Idas, Avzir Idas. And you have to be me'kabel in order to have this tremendous madrega that happens when a person gets yisurim of whatever it happens. It has to be that you're me'kabelim be'ava. And what happens in Kabbalah Ma'aschara? What schar do you get this tremendous schar? Mekabbalah Yisur B'Ava, Yira Zera, Yarech Yamim, Vilaol Chatzumuiz Kami Yadah, Shemar Chopetz Hashem B'Yadah Yatzliach. Okay. So there's this tremendous madrega of a person who gets Yisurim, because Hashem loves him, and when he's Mekabbalah B'Ava, he reaches some tremendous level. Okay. Pligi Bar Rav Yaakov Bar Yidei Rav Acha Bar Chanina, what's called Yisurin Shoava, Harlam Bar Yisurin Shoava, Koshen Bittul Taira, only if there's no Bittul Taira, Shenemar Ashrei Gevra Sheyasrein Olo Mito Ros Chalam Zenu, Fakad Omar, Eilem Yisurin Shoava, Koshen Bal Bittul Tfila. That's the first argument that Yisrenu, and still Taros Chalam Zenu, so it doesn't cause Bittul Taira. The other one calls only if doesn't call bitul tefila. Shem baruch al kima shadol heisit tefilase vechas la miiti. Amra rav acha breid rav chia rav rabba kim rav chia bar abba. Rav yechon eid al yisrael shuavan. It's either if it causes bitul taira, but it doesn't cause bitul tefila, or it causes bitul tefila, but doesn't cause bitul taira, there's still yisrael shuavan. Shenem ar kida shor yov Hashem yochiach. Okay. All right, this wasn't something okay yet. Okay, and amata maloimar mitorasko tramdenu. So what's chan the pasuk? Al tikre. Not sure exactly how he says here. You don't read it with a segel, but rather with seirin tramdenu. Tover zem mitorasko tramdenu. We learn this out from the Torah. Kal v'choimer mishen v'ayin. That's our parsha. Ma shein v'ayin shein echol me'evaro sho adam. Eved yaitem cheiris. And if you want to know what Yisurim does, look at shein v'ayin. Ma duch shein v'ayin. Which is just one eved. And if a person, if the adam knocks out a shein v'ayin, the eved goes free. So Yisurim shemrakim kol guva sho adam achas kama v'kama. So the Marsha explains to Gemara that the Gemara with just be kitzer. Is that where the Gemara is changing from the Pasuk? The Pasuk's not talking about there are two types of Yisurim. There's Yisurim Shoava, which is Yisurim when a person doesn't have any Averis, and it's just given to a person to increase his Char. And then there's Yisurim, which is our punishment for Averis. So the Gemara is switching. The Gemara is saying that Pshan the Pasuk is referring to Yisurim, which are coming for punishment. Imshal is that the reason why a person's an Eved is a punishment for his Averis. We know that Chom did an Avera, and not Knan, I'm sorry, Knan did an Avera, and because it was an Avera, therefore Knan became an Eved, because Knan became an Eved because of the Avera, and the Avdus is a Chiyuv is a punishment for the Avera that was done. Comes along when the Eved gets his eye or a tooth knocked out, so he goes free. Why does he go free? So the Marsha says, because he gets kapara for the punishment. In other words, that the punishment that he's supposed to get, that he's supposed to have avdas because of the aveira that was done, now he's yitzing the punishment with the having the eye or the tooth knocked out. Mimei, they can go free. So therefore, from there we learn out of Kal v'chomer that what Yisurim does, that we see that the Yisurim of losing an eye or a tooth is takes off the punishment of avdas. So Kal v'chomer, other Yisurim, which are worse because they're not just limited to one part of the body, but they're the whole body, so they surely are forgive a person for his aveiros. That's how the Marshal learns the Gemara. That's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. So I thought it was an amazing seer, this Gemara. Here we have a person, an Eved Kanani. The person's an Eved Kanani because it was a certain Aveira, and his parents did, however it works, that you get the children get punished for the Avonas of the parents in certain situations, whatever it's shot. But obviously, Alpi Din, this person deserves the punishment of being an Eved Kanani, right? If he'd be an Eved Kanani for Dairi Dairis, that's the MS, that's the Yashris, that's the Yashris. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, the Din is Yashris. So this is the Yashris Dikah Din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Zerah Knan, that because of their Averis, they deserve this punishment of being an Eved Kanani, the Dairi Dairis, forever. Now what happens? Someone goes ahead and knocks out, the Adol knocks out his tooth. Right? We'll take the tooth because it's either or. Goes ahead, he says the tooth. We say, oh, okay, you got forgiven for your Averis. And now you don't have to be an Eved anymore. So first of all, it's an amazing thing. The guy didn't do any tshuva. He had no input. Which means it's an amazing thing that Yisurin, and from there we learn out of Kal v'chomer the other Yisurin. So just like we see by an Eved that the tooth is mechaper, so likewise Kal v'chomer Yisurin is mechaper to a person. So it means first of all you can learn out from here that Yisurin mechaper even if it's not mekabel ba'ava, even though the Gemara said that there's a tremendous madrega if you're mekabel Yisurin ba'ava. That's to get this tremendous high madrega of whatever the Talmudim is kai biyado, etc., etc. But for the madrega of getting forgiveness for your averis, it has nothing to do. You don't have to mikabo ba'ava. The Eved wasn't mikabo ba'ava. He could be angry that the guy knocked out his tooth. It makes no difference. The fact that you got that yisurin is mechaper. But what's more amazing is that it's so out of proportion. The person, the Eved is chayiv punishment to be an Eved forever. An Eved Kanani is a very serious punishment. You have no freedom. You have no life. You can't get, your master can decide who you marry. He can go ahead and sell you to someone else. You can take your children and sell them to slavery. Your children are avodim for dairi dairis. You can demand anything you want from you. You have no money. Mashikana Eved Kana Rabo. You have no property, no right, no nothing. So, and now, that terrible point, that's what he was, your Mechuyev Alpidin, because of the Avera that Knan did, and therefore Alpidin, you're Mechuyev that Einish. Now you go ahead and you lose a tooth. Okay, losing a tooth is not such a pleasant thing, but it's not such a terrible thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered that that losing the tooth is mechaper for this, is an equivalency for that einish, and to that we make a Kal v'chomer. So, well, if losing the tooth does that, so Yisurim, which is worse than losing the tooth, surely does the same thing. So it's obviously, it's the same proportion. If this is a special din by an Eved, then you can't learn out Yisurim, that Yisurim is mechaper from Eved. It's a special din by Eved for some reason, because the master was carried, whatever the Hezber is. But apparently, if we're learning out a Kal v'chomer Yisurim from Eved, then we hold that it's a good dimion, and obviously the proportion holds true. which means, I don't know the exact numbers, but probably the Eved, when the Eved goes ahead and loses his tooth, and they tell him he's going to go free, he probably is the happiest person in the world. Hey, what a bargain, Shein Gamayo. He's getting for a minor toothache, you know, minor pain in the neck, he's getting his whole freedom, he's getting his family for Dairi Dairis. It's 100,000 times better than what he's getting forgiven for, was getting written off for the pain that he got. And here, we're learning out that that's the way it is with all Yisurim. So I think it's a tremendous, you know, hashkafa and Musar Haskel for us when a person has to show, a person does get Yisurim. So what is the attitude you're supposed to have? So it says here, Gufa before in the Gemara, that there's a very high madrega to mekabel the Yisurim Be'ava. It seems to be very pashas, very hard. But if you have with this chazal, it's so much easier. If we believe that when you get Yisurim, the proportion, that the we don't know what kind of tremendous einshem we're mechuyev with the dikduke hadin, but it comes out that that the proportion is that the yisurim of losing a tooth goes ahead and is equivalent to be mechaper on a punishment that a person is chayev to be an eved for dairi dairis, an eved kanani. So when a person if it would happen to a person has a toothache or he has something else or some other yisurim, and if he believes this chazal that the amount of kapara that he's getting without doing tshuva, there's no tshuva, there's no bechira, it's automatic forgiveness. You don't have to do tshuva. You don't have to do now. We do tshuva, so we don't have to get the yisurim. But even without tshuva, this yisurim automatically works at such a tremendous amount. So that is, in a sense, say, just like this Eved Kanani is probably dancing for joy, Shein Kamayo. So if a person who believed this chazal, Abshad and Eved Kanani, what we learn out from there, Mitaraza Tamdeno, a person should be dancing for joy when he gets yisurim. Because here, that Yisurim, whatever the Yisurim is the same proportion, it goes ahead as Mechaper and his Averis, so that, in other words, it's not Shat, otherwise, if I don't get the punishment in this world, I'll get it in the next world. The punishment that you get in this world, the Yisurim in this world, will be hundreds and hundreds and thousands of times less than the punishment that a person al Bidin deserves, and it's a tremendous chus, and it's a chesed elyon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person those yisurim, which allows him that forgiveness.